This is the Financial Compass with Matthew Brunner from Comprehensive Planning Associates. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Matthew provides his clients and prospects with the information that they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Matthew Brunner to help you find your financial direction.
Hello and welcome to the Financial Compass. My name is Matthew Brunner from Comprehensive Planning Associates, LTD, also known as Compass. If you'd like more information about what you hear during our show today, give us a call, 800-339-9252. Or please visit us online at compass-ltd.com. And while you're at the website, scroll on down to the radio section of the page. You can check out past shows. You can subscribe to the program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or even Amazon Music. Now, one of the most common questions I get from people is, how do I know if I'm ready to retire? Now, the simple and complex answer is, well, we're going to need to sit down. We're going to need to walk and talk through your entire financial strategy. That's really the only way you know if you're ready. Now, do you mean emotionally, spiritually, or financially? Financial, that's the answer, right? Emotionally, spiritually, we're going to get through that part too. But sometimes the clients get the answer they want when we do this. And sometimes they get the answer that disappoints them a little bit. Usually it's only temporary. And sometimes they get even better news. They can do it even easier. I would say that it goes in the order of you get the answer you want, then you maybe get the disappoint, and then you get the great news. Oh, I can retire even earlier. That seems to be the order it goes in. Now, with that in mind, on today's show, we're going to discuss some potential signs that you're not quite ready to retire. And whether he is or he isn't ready, I'm just keeping my fingers crossed that he's not quite ready yet. And the he I am talking about is the Dr. Tony Shore. Tony, yeah, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm not an actual doctor, but I play one on the radio.
Yeah, you stayed at like a hotel or something, right? And you got some good sleep.
Yeah, I stayed at a Holiday Inn Express last night, I guess.
Or we're not getting paid for that plug, by the way.
That's okay. If they want to send us some free coupons.
If they want to give us a continental breakfast of some sort. Might even put it in the ADV.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Matt, I'm doing great. I at least can say I'm having a better week than the market is. Right?
You are?
Yeah, I'm having a better week than the market is.
So
yeah.
your week is about no more than 10% worse than last week.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly. I'm actually up about 10% this week myself. Okay. As far as
did anybody write a news story about that?
No. Oh,
there's a lot about the other one.
Yeah, there's a lot about the market, less about my own personal life, which is good.
I think we should focus on your wins.
Yeah, should we focus? Yeah, I mean it's positive. It's a positive in an otherwise negative volatile market.
I'd like tonight's 5 o'clock news to go something like this. After the dun 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 today in the markets, then it should go something like, and in local news, Tony Shore is doing 9.7% better than last week, and here's some of the reasons why. And they can get into it, and they can cut to the man in the field.
He got to record with Matt Brunner. That's one of the reasons.
I just think that'd be better. I think that's a better part of the news cycle.
Yeah, I think that's a great way to keep it positive. You know, not always look at the doom and gloom. You know, don't just air the dirty laundry, show the clean stuff as well. Right.
Yeah, that's the first line, right? Dirty laundry's behind that.
That's right. Little Don Henley never hurt anyone. Give us dirty laundry. But Matt, good topic. How do you know if you're ready to retire? I mean, a lot of people who are thinking about retirement are maybe concerned, like, oh, the markets are volatile. Maybe I can't retire. So they would know for sure if they'd sat down with you and worked out a comprehensive finance, income, and retirement plan, correct?
I think so, yes. You're going to know, again, that financial piece for sure out of that. Now, in that process, I think we're going to answer some other questions. We're going to get to some of those things like, you know, emotionally, where are you going to be at? What are we going to do to fill that time? And you have to answer some of those questions, because that's going to actually help flush out that financial picture even more clearly. There's an Investopedia article, 10 signs you are not financially okay to retire.
So these are signs we're not ready yet to retire.
Yeah, I think they, again, I prefer positive things, but let's go with their negative article.
Is the number one sign that you're 20 or younger?
That's a pretty good sign, you know, unless you're some kid with crazy NIL money, and, you know, then maybe you are.
NIL money.
Yeah, maybe you're a great athlete and you got a ton of NIL money. But
maybe you're on the Florida Gators basketball team.
Yeah, but who knows? But look, there's some signs in this thing. We'll see how many we can get to in today's time. Well, let's start with this one. You might not be ready to retire if you can't pay your bills. I don't want to make this sound like a Jeff Foxworthy thing.
You might be ready to retire.
Yeah.
No, but you might not be ready to retire if you can't pay your, if you're mm-hmm. having a hard time with your bills. If you're having that hard time covering your bills while you're working, retiring is not going to make things any easier.
No.
Now, in general, they say retirees need somewhere between 75% and 85% of their pre-retirement income to maintain a comfortable lifestyle. I don't believe those numbers to be real. I think if you average it over your retirement, that might get closer. But I see younger retirees spending more than their income in the first couple of years. It's like when you move into you move from one house to another house, you're going to spend more money for the next 6 months on the new drapes, on the new blinds, on the this, on the rug, on the whatever. There's going to be new stuff. You need new shower curtains, whatever it is. You're going to spend a little bit more money. And I think moving into that retirement phase of your life, a lot of times those things are going to happen. You're going to do those things you put off for a while. You're going to take a couple of those trips you've been waiting to take forever, which, by the way, you could have taken while you were working and getting paid for vacation. But
there you go.
You know, don't be afraid to take those vacations when you're working and you have paid time off. Let's just go, even if it's 75, you're going to be getting that income from sources like Social Security, 401ks, IRAs, pensions, personal savings. The question is whether those sources are going to provide enough to cover your expenses and allow you to enjoy retirement. Are you going to have enough guaranteed income that if you had retired a month and a half ago, you'd be able to weather this little storm we're going through, right? Things like that. Commuting and dry cleaning costs might go down, but entertainment and travel could rise, or overall cost of living is probably going to go up. So if you're not factoring in things like that inflation and all these other things, you might miss some stuff. You're going to have to think about taxes, healthcare costs. And again, if you're having trouble with those bills, this might be tough. So depending on your total income, so even your Social Security benefits might be taxable. Most pensions are subject to taxes. Withdrawals from traditional 401ks, IRAs are going to be taxed. And without a job, you're going to lose access to employer-sponsored health care insurance. So if you're 65 or older, Medicare is an option, but it's not entirely free either.
Right. Good point. A lot of people are confused about that. I used to think, I'll be covered once I turn 65, but there are still healthcare costs and quite a few of them. And you're right. If it's hard to pay the bills while you're still working, it's not going to be any easier to pay them when you're retired. That's just common sense, but it's something you have to look at.
Right. It absolutely is. Yeah. Now, the next one I want to touch on here is if you're carrying a big amount of debt, significant, certainly, but even just what might feel like large, it might be another sign you might not be ready to retire. Bringing that into retirement, that's going to put a big strain on your savings. If possible, you're going to try and reduce or eliminate credit card balances, car loans before you retire. Depending on your circumstances, if you can get your mortgage paid off before you retire, that's a comfortable one to go into. You know, more your biggest payments then are going to be what your taxes and your home insurance, right? Mm-hmm. Or maybe downsizing is a good option at that point. That could provide some really long-term financial breathing room. While you're paying down debt before retirement, you may have to work a little bit longer than you like. That might be, it kind of touches back to what I talked about in the beginnings, that you might get that news that you maybe don't get to retire the day or the month or the year you wanted. But financial freedom of not having to pay certain monthly payments can be so worth those couple of extra months or years at your desk. Eliminating debt, including your mortgage, that means, you know, you're avoiding interest payments that can erode your long-term financial stabilities. How you prioritize this, whether you're going to pay your debt or money's going to go to retirement savings, it can be challenging.
Yeah.
You know, if you have a loan with an interest rate equal to or higher than what you might earn in the market, you know, let's say it's 6 to 8%, depending on how you allocate it, paying off that debt's often a better choice because it may guarantee a return. But, you know, if your mortgage carries that low interest rate and maybe you're locked in earlier, you know, in the last year and a half, 2 years, you got a 3% loan. And especially if it's tax deductible, if you itemize, contributing more to your retirement savings may be the smarter move. Unless you have a really, of course, like bad track record with investing, in which case you should probably speak with a professional anyway and help you get that under control.
Well, and deciding what debt to pay down before retirement is, again, another solid reason to work with someone like yourself, Matt. I mean, there is good debt and bad debt.
There sure is.
If you have a less than 3% loan on your mortgage, on your house, you don't want to be pulling money out of your retirement account or out of the stock market to pay for that, because you're going to earn more than that on that money over time. So, right. I mean, you have to do
anytime you're earning more than you're paying, let somebody else take the fixed payment and you get the, you know, advantage of the
use upside. The bank's money.
Yeah.
Right.
That's my theory. Now, again, you don't want to be have unhealthy levels of that debt. You want it to be for the right stuff. You want it to be smart. The more you can pay, you know, the better option is to earn enough money on your money that you've put and you save properly, that you're just buying things on a real, again, some real low fixed cost or no cost. You pay cash for it outright. But you look at those things, and we look at that stuff for our clients on a regular basis. Anytime they're going to do anything, just run the numbers. What's going to make more sense for you this time long term, to finance it or to pay for it outright?
Right.
And then make the right decision based on the numbers instead of just, you know, something you half heard in the car ride home yesterday, or just an emotion you're running through because of what happened in the market this morning.
Yeah. Well, what's another sign that we might not be ready to retire?
Not having a plan for future big expenses, I think, is another good sign that you're not ready to retire. It's not a great idea to wait until retirement to handle major foreseeable expenses, like, you know, replacing your roof or your driveway, or buying that vacation home, maybe even purchasing a new car. The cost can quickly add up, especially when withdrawals come from taxable accounts requiring you to pay taxes on every dollar taken out. Although might make more sense sometimes, depending on how your income's set up in retirement, to do some of those, because you might have to take some out. But if you take it out while you're working, it might bump you up in the next into the next tax bracket. Right. So looking at these things and just knowing that it's going to happen. And then again, too, if you're planning right, you're kind of putting a little bit of money away every year for a new roof eventually. All those capital expenditures you're going to have over your lifetime, you're already planning for those anyhow. Mm-hmm. That's not coming out of your emergency fund, and you shouldn't be taking it out of the wrong account at the wrong time. So again, that's why you want to work with a planner and then meet with your advisor to keep you on track. But, you know, think about this. If you need a new roof, costs $7,000, and you need to repair the driveway for $4,000, and you got a $10,000 down payment on a car, and it's going to be another $300 a month after that, that's going to be $21,000 up front. So if you're in the 24% federal tax bracket, that means withdrawing nearly $28,000 from your retirement account before taxes. Right, because you're going to have to cover those taxes on that. So, and that $300 monthly car payment could cost you $400 in pre-tax dollars. So unless you have this income made right, you want to make sure this is not going to take a massive dent out of Social Security income or some of the other retirement funds that aren't designed maybe to handle that burn rate.
Yeah. And like you're talking about some of those unexpected expenses like driveway repair or roof, those expenses don't care that you're retired. They're going to happen in your working years and in retirement.
And listen, there's a new roof expense that's unexpected when a nasty storm blows a tree on your roof.
Yeah.
But you always have to replace a roof eventually.
Right.
So if you're going to be living in a house for if the roof's been on the house before you bought it for 15 years and you plan on living in that house for 20, 25, 30 years, you're going to be replacing a roof.
Right.
It's not unplanned. It right. will be happening.
That's true. It may be unexpected, but it's to you, but it shouldn't be, right? It's not something you can't plan for.
Yeah, absolutely. And
planned.
Listen, and I always use it, but maybe it's one less coffee a week. That goes here. That coffee next week goes into that. That coffee next week goes into that. But, you know, or you just make coffee at home like I do. I'm not afraid to bring my thermos in the car.
Yeah, me either. I've done
it. Right. So I cannot tell you. I'll occasionally get a cup of coffee after dinner if I'm out for dinner.
Oh, sure.
When I occasionally go out to dinner, but I do not just go and buy coffee at a shop every day. And no offense to the person running the coffee shop. There's plenty of people doing that to support you. I like the coffee I have at home and I love the price it costs me.
Yeah.
So, but I'm a little bit frugal that way. Okay.
Oh, that's smart.
You ready for another one?
Yeah. What's another sign?
Not being sufficiently familiar with Social Security.
Yep. We've touched on Social Security and its importance a lot on this show over the years. Yeah.
Maybe if you're ultra wealthy, maybe your, you know, $36,000 in Social Security income isn't going to be a big difference for you. But if you're like most Americans, it's going to be a chunk of your retirement income. Yeah. So it still should be important if you're incredibly wealthy, but if you're normal, it's going to be very important. If you haven't estimated your benefit amount, Social Security Administration provides a useful tool to help you calculate it. And don't get me wrong, I was just going through this with a client yesterday. The website can sometimes be a little confusing. And the people you get on the phone can sometimes be a little confusing. But there are tools there to help you through it. And if you can't figure it out on your own, go meet with your advisor and let them help you walk you through it. We're more familiar with the website than most people are. A lot of people are also going to suggest delaying retirement until you reach your full retirement age. If you can do that, that's when you qualify for your maximum monthly benefit. Claiming Social Security at 62, we've talked about this tons of times, it reduces your monthly payments by 30% compared to waiting to full retirement age. And if you can wait even a little longer, you can roll that up another 8% every year. So working those extra 4 or 5 years not only increases your monthly benefit, but it may also boost it further by adding more high earning years to your calculation. So you can get up maybe to the max. And then postponing that retirement gives you more time to build your savings as well while you continue to earn that paycheck and maybe take some of those paid for vacations we were talking about.
Right. And I know you can run a report that'll show people, you know, when their sweet spot is, when they should file based on some information they have, some personal information in their own situation. And you can work that into an overall plan. How can our listeners get a hold of you if they want to talk to you about that or have questions?
You can give us a call, 800-339-9252, or you can contact us online at compass-ltd.com.
All right. And so during the show today, Matt, you've been talking about signs that indicate you might not be ready to retire. And you've talked about, if you live paycheck to paycheck, can't pay bills, if you have too much debt, if you don't have a plan for future expenses, and if you don't have a Social Security plan and you don't adequately understand it, those are all big factors that you're going to need to overcome. And hopefully before you retire, what's next on the agenda?
Let's do this one. Not having a monthly financial plan is another sign you're not ready to retire.
Yep.
So we talked about the comprehensive financial plan, but we're talking about like your more day-to-day kind of stuff. Once you retire, your paychecks stop, right? Your bills don't.
Yep.
And that's why it's crucial to map out your monthly cash flow in advance. So if you plan that, it involves deciding when to start collecting Social Security, how much you're going to receive, determine how and when you're going to withdraw from your retirement accounts, what we would call the order of liquidation. If you have both a traditional and a Roth IRA, you're going to need to consider the tax implications. Traditional IRA withdrawals are taxed and subject to required minimum distributions or RMDs, depending on the age you are. Roth IRA withdrawals are tax-free for if you've done everything right. They don't have the RMDs. Solid plan might require, and probably should, I shouldn't say might, let's go with a solid plan does require an understanding of your expenses. You should review 2 to 3 years of actual spending. whether your savings are sufficient for retirement, or if you need to keep working, save more, adjust your anticipated spending. Having that understanding of what your monthly costs are going to be, which you will have uncovered if you've done a comprehensive financial plan and you've been, you know, updating that yearly with your planner and your advisor, you're going to see the maybe the little errors you made year one. They're going to find out, hey, you know, you should have had a $10,000 surplus this year, but you have a $2,000 shortfall. What's going on here? What did you miss? What did we not find, or where did you overspend? Let's dial that in. You're going to get closer and closer over those couple of years. And that's going to help you do a couple of things. Again, itemize how that's going to be, what you're going to be able to spend. It's going to help you determine which of your goals you want to fund first, the order of liquidation of some of your accounts. And it's also going to determine the size of the emergency account you're going to want. And when I'm talking about emergency account, it's not for the refrigerator. Again, that's a planned expense. You should have had some money. If you're working with your planner and you're doing it right, you're going to have some money for maintenance issues. That's a refrigerator going. That's the stove. That's the boiler. It's a, you know, big CapEx costs like your roof or your driveway, et cetera. Emergency account in retirement is weathering a storm of, you know, like a bear market early in your retirement. You don't want to be withdrawing if you can help it in your investment accounts when they're down 20%+, because chances are it's going to happen. And I don't care how you feel about whoever's in charge of whatever year it is that you're listening to this podcast, there's an equal chance it can happen in anyone's administration. There's certainly some things people could do to accelerate it to happening. And sure, there's other things people can do to try and make it not happen. But in the end, the market, you know, is kind of like that butterfly effect. Sometimes we can't, if you look back at the things that have been the precursors to the big bear markets of the past, they didn't all look like that's the thing that should have caused them. But then Consumer confidence does what it does, and the markets start to do what they do. I'm talking an emergency account that's going to buffer that difference between your discretionary income, or your discretionary expenses rather, and your necessary expenses. What's that difference? And what are you going to need if you don't want to change your lifestyle during those down times? If you're not the kind of person that can sharpen your pencil, tighten your belt, what are you going to need to fill in those gaps in between your guaranteed income and those costs of living? And what's going to need to be in that emergency account to get you through that downtime, especially if it hits you early on in retirement?
Yeah. Well, and yeah, you have to have an idea of where you're at too. I mean, I can't imagine heading into retirement without a complete understanding of how much money you have coming in and out, and without working with a financial professional like yourself to put all that into place, right? You got to have a plan that aligns with your personal situation.
Yeah, let's actually, I know that, let's end with this one then. We're getting pretty close to, you know, kind of running out of time here today.
Sure.
Let's end with this one. And I think you just said it. Let me just kind of reframe that. You can't head into retirement without a long-term financial plan.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Your long-term financial plan, again, is going to look at your monthly expenses, your yearly expenses. It's going to look at your monthly income, your annual income, your returns, all these different things. It's going to look at your taxable situation now, what the taxable situation as we know it now will look like in the future. It's essential to understand how long your savings are going to last, what level of spending you can sustain during the coming decades. No one can predict their exact lifespan. You can take some, you know, things online, some of the insurance companies, and they'll tell you're going to live to 84. Well, good luck if you live 10 years past that and you've designed your plan to be done when you're 84.
Yeah.
I don't want to wish that kind of luck on you. I'd rather you spend maybe a little bit more in the beginning. We make sure that your probabilities are pretty rock solid, but you're ready to live another 10 years. But longer life expectancies, rising long-term healthcare costs, that might require your portfolio to last longer and stretch further than you originally hoped, or some of those online calculators are going to tell you you need. There's an ongoing debate about the ideal annual withdrawal rate from retirement savings. There was just another article published last week's in the Financial Planning Association's newsletter, and rethinking, you know, probability success rates, withdrawal rates. And, you know, there's this well-known 4% rule suggests withdrawing 4% of your assets each year. It's generally expected to make your money last at least 30 years in most cases. planning for a 30-year long retirements wise. Actuarial data will tell you 65-year-old couple has a 50% chance at least one partner is going to live to 92, 25% chance one of them is going to reach 97.
Wow.
So to ensure your savings last, you're going to need to determine a sustainable withdrawal strategy, a sustainable investment strategy, and then the things like your health, your risk tolerance, how you're going to balance all of these things, working with a financial planner, working with an advisor who's going to help you get those goals tightened up, your needs and your wants, of course, tightened up, and knowing what you're funding, get you in the proper position. We can talk about how each one of a piece of like your 401k should be, how's your investment strategy? What about this product? What about life insurance? What about, do trust and legacy planning, all those kinds of things. Those are shows, multiple shows in each and among themselves. The best piece of advice I can give you is you will never know if you're ready to head into retirement, and you probably aren't ready to head into retirement if you do not have your comprehensive financial plan in place.
Retirement will be a wonderful adventure, and we'll do it together.
Right?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Right?
Where the heck did you get that kind of money?
From our retirement account.
That was supposed to be our reward for all the years of responsibility.
There it is.
Yeah, you have to have a plan. How can our listeners out there get their own plan in place?
Well, I say get in touch with a person that is a CFP, get in touch with an advisor who has a fiduciary responsibility to you.
Hey, I know a guy, Matt Runner.
We'd love to help everyone. Obviously, no one's schedule allows for them to help everyone, but give us a call. If you don't know which way to turn and you've heard this, give us a call, 800-339-9252. Visit us online at compass-ltd.com. And listen, if we can't do it for you right now, we'll either tell you, when we can sit down and get it done, we're going to point you in the right direction. We know a lot of people who do things the right way. And we'd be happy to be the ones to give you a hand. Again, it's compass-ltd.com or 800-339-9252.
All right, Matt, great show today. A lot of great information. Thank you. Listeners, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of The Financial Compass with our host, Matt Brunner.
Thank you for listening to The Financial Compass. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound retirement plan. For more information, please contact Matthew Brunner at Comprehensive Planning Associates. Call 800-339-9252 or visit their website at compass-ltd.com. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. Insurance products and services, fee-based financial planning, and investment advisory services are offered by Comprehensive Planning Associates, LTD. Compass, a registered investment advisor in the state of Connecticut. Securities are offered by Gretchen Brunner and Matthew Brunner through Gradient Securities, LLC, Arden Hills, Minnesota, 866-991-1539. Member FINRA, SIPC. Comprehensive Planning Associates, LTD, Compass, and Gradient Securities, LLC are not affiliated companies. Gradient Securities, LLC and Comprehensive Planning Associates, LTD, Compass are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Please refrain from posting reviews of your experience, as this may be considered testimonials and are prohibited by the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC. Like should not be considered a positive reflection of the investment advisory services offered by Gradient Securities, LLC, GS, and/or their investment advisor representatives.